Hair is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Hard work is in our DNA. We're up before the sun, and we don't stop until the job is done right. And nothing stops us, not the wind or rain. We depend on the strength of our crew and the Carhartt work gear that goes as hard as we do. From water-repellent jackets to heavy-duty flannel shirts and the toughest canvas pants, it's gear that's built to work. We're up against the elements, and we thrive. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to install smoke and CO alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month and visit Lowe's stores today.
And now, a star is born. On October 8th, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, one more big push. Wait, what's happening? Oh my God, it's ripping out of her chest!
Sigourney Weaver, a star is born.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's now 4 o'clock, and this hour's name is Sam Wallace. Sam Wallace, you have until 5 to call us at 396-5477 to make sure you have a shot at winning that $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. That's Sam Wallace, 396-5477. It is 4.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland now facing a subpoena after the Trump administration refused to allow him to discuss his involvement in Ukraine. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the ambassador's text and emails are needed in their ongoing impeachment inquiry.
We have requested those from the ambassador, and the State Department is withholding those messages as well.
President Trump tweeting that he won't allow Sondland to appear before what he describes a kangaroo court. The Supreme Court today hearing oral arguments over whether federal civil rights laws protect the LGBT community from job discrimination. Justice Neil Gorsuch saying the case seems close. A sell-off on Wall Street over renewed China trade concern. The Dow down 314 points, the S&P falling 46, the NASDAQ ending the day 133 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Spacewalking women.
Let's go, girls. I wanna fly away to walk out in space, soar above the earth and clouds, out into the void without any voice, 300 miles off the ground. Used to be that the men said we couldn't, but now it's women who are manning the space station. A spacewalking woman.
And that's great. We're going to have an all-female spacewalk. But you know what? I mentioned this yesterday because the issue, and it's, I know it's important to the Montgomery Advertiser because it was on their front page 3 months ago. Montgomery's never had a black mayor. When are we going to get past this, people? Our question at any point should be, can we find a good mayor? Not a black mayor, not a white mayor, not a LGBTQ mayor. This look, I have been very supportive of gay people since I came to town, in the sense that I think that because I worked with so many in South Florida and got to know them and got to hear their stories. And to be quite frank, if I had to make a consensus statement based on what I learned, they're not looking to one guy in particular, who was the number one talk host in Miami for years, said, he called it the feathered boa crowd. He says, the people that are out putting on shows in public are hurting the rest of us. We just want to live our lives, mind our own business, and that's it. And this whole idea that in that Fox News story that the civil rights legislation has to take them into account, I'm sorry, I can't go with that, because nobody needs to know your sexual orientation. No business should be looking at their roster of employees and saying, you know, we don't have enough gay people or lesbians, or I don't even know what constitutes queer. I don't get it. This has nothing to do with whether or not you're qualified for a job. You know, if I make my heterosexuality known around the workplace, that's called harassment. That is your business. That's anybody's business. It doesn't have a place in the workplace. And I don't know that I ever saw a job application that asked me if I was gay or straight or any of that. Why don't that?
I don't think they can anymore. I don't think they're allowed to by law.
Well, the fact is, if I'm hiring you, all you need to know is, can you do the job? I really think that, you know, I thought the whole issue was about acceptance and being allowed to live your life and et cetera. Be with the person you want to be with. But again, that's no, there's no such thing as enough. There's never enough. And I think at some point progress gets made in certain areas and with certain causes, and then that progress gets undone when it goes overboard. See, discrimination based on color, that's obvious. You can, you know, obviously people of different races and ethnic persuasions are going to look different. So, and I really believe most people are well past that point. I really do.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't be about color. It should be about qualifications. Should be about desire to serve, especially in public office. We've got too many people that serve in public office who are not servants.
Well, first of all,
they have an agenda.
There's a line in the movie Tora, Tora, Tora where FDR's Secretary of State, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's got a meeting scheduled with the Japanese ambassadors on December 7th, but they were slow in translating the 14-part message from Japan to let them know that basically there was going to be hostilities. It was supposed to be delivered to the U.S. just before the attack on Pearl Harbor. And that did not happen. So, and that added to the outrage on America's part because there was no warning. And the Secretary of State referred to the Japanese ambassadors as pissants to their face after saying, I've never seen such a travesty in all my years of public service. And that's the line that always gets my attention because to me, public service is when you clean up your street, or you help a neighbor, or you go do something for an area that's struggling. That's public service.
Yeah, you add value to other people's lives.
Without expectation of compensation.
Exactly.
But when you're the mayor or the governor or the president or whatever, you're being paid to do a job. That is not public service. You're working in the public sector. You're working for the government. And I would hope that most people in that position take that seriously and want to do the best job they can, because they are also taxpayers in those positions. So they have a vested interest in doing a good job, because ultimately they benefit. You know, in Chicago, a city that big, it is still the law that if you work for any branch of city government, you must live within the city limits. And they enforce it. They enforced it. There were some people. Cordell Hull was the guy. Thank you, Terry. He was the guy in who was Roosevelt's Secretary of State, who received the Japanese ambassadors, found out as they were sitting there that Pearl Harbor had been decimated, and threw them out. I just have a thing over that particular term. Public service is when you do good things for your community, for your neighbors, whatever, out of your heart and not out of any financial gain.
Right. Totally agree.
Well, I've really inspired the troops with that. We are having an event. Now we have 10 people who have signed up, and we're going to take care of their food. And I'm going to do my best. But it is a, for example, what we're going to hand out a questionnaire tonight. Seeking your opinion, and your honest opinion, please. This is not, you know, we're not out there to
be... It's not a smoke-blowing contest.
Yeah. Although you can smoke if you go outside the pizza place.
Yes.
And maybe I'll be out there once or twice tonight. One of the questions on... And it's a short list. I'm not, you know, this is not going to be a ponderous exercise. I don't want to do that to you. Do you enjoy the Happy Hour roll call song? I want to find out. Here's the thing. I'm almost here 15 years. That's a long time in radio. And sometimes you can... You tend to get... Not ruts. That's not the word. But you... Things that may have worked before may not be working now. You always got to be willing and able to advance and to move forward and keep reinventing what you're doing. So you're going to help me do that by attending this little thing tonight, this informal gathering. And if it works, we're probably going to do a few more and ask different questions and keep seeking your feedback. Because this is your radio station. And we want to make sure that we're listening to you, because you're listening to us. That matters.
That's right.
God, that sounded a hell of a lot smarter than I actually am. It really did.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. All right, the name this hour is Sam Wallace. Sam Wallace, you have until 5 to call 396-5477 and make sure that you have a shot to win that $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. And by the way, that gathering that will be at the Pizza Place, which is at Harrison Road in Perry Hill, just a short hop off I-85. Hope to see you there right after we're done here. And we'll be at Baumhauer's tomorrow night as well. It's 4:15. The time is flying this afternoon, I'll tell you what. Infusion. Mrs. Ritterbuttle's been doing the iASIS treatment. This is a neurotechnology that helps, using microcurrents. You don't feel anything. It's very comfortable. 20 minutes. It helps reset the brain. It's helped me with my memory. I remember everything, dates and everything from 35, 40 years ago. What was I supposed to do later today? Those are things that have become problematic. And it does help. I think it's helped my recall. It's helped me sleep better. But that's just one of many incredible technologies that's now available. The Red Light Room. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it this weekend. This is a stimulation, rejuvenation that focuses on the skin cells. But above and beyond that, I've heard all types of positive feedback about it in terms of how you feel when you're done. It's all about feeling better, having more energy. IV vitamin therapy, Rich Thomas and I do those all the time to boost energy, to help stimulate your metabolism. There's a whole menu of options. The point being, it goes straight into your system and it works. And of course, cryotherapy, which is a great 3-minute recharge to your whole system because it makes your body go into what they call save mode in that cryotherapy chamber, and your body naturally reacts to the cold to protect your core, and in doing that, pushes the blood where it needs to go. Joey does it to help heal soreness from the very vicious workouts he does. And it all helps. There may be something there for you that will improve your life, help you lose weight, help you feel better. The number is 296-1662, 296-1662. Look up the menu at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Cooter.
Hey, Al, three things. First, I really like when you have David Blackmon on.
He's good.
He's a very good guest. Number two, those infusion people are really branching out down there. It looks like they're really growing.
Yes, they have added, they have a chiropractor in there now as well.
Oh, wow.
Two chiropractors.
And Allison, who was on the morning show with us, who can help people establish better nutrition patterns and so forth.
That's what I need. Ain't too much. Well, and number three, for those of us that can't be there tonight at the pizza place, are you going to have them just deliver the pizzas to us or what?
Actually, they're not a delivery place.
Oh, okay.
But I think you can do it through Grubhub. I would love to deliver you a pizza.
Maybe someday. I appreciate it, man. I love the show.
Thank you, Cooter. Appreciate you,
thanks,
too.
Thanks, Cooter.
It is 4:18. I think our first stop here will be the Traffic Dungeon, and then we'll be back on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg and Rosie, get out and vote now. No excuse.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things working. Troy Highway at Parktown Way. That's right before you get to Virginia Loop inbound. We had an accident earlier that still could be causing a problem. Hopefully it's out of the way. Also, Troy Highway at Taylor Road where it intersects right at the Marathon gas station. We had an accident there earlier that could be a problem for you if you're traveling on Troy Highway this afternoon. The boulevard's looking good. The interstate's looking good. No other accidents to report. A lot of heavy traffic in front of Garrett Coliseum on Federal for the Alabama National Fair. And don't forget, the polling places open in Montgomery for folks to vote until 7 o'clock tonight. Watch out for those on the ride home. Well, Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday night, $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw. That's at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price. then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense, and they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police have charged a man in a shooting at Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard last week. 53-year-old Willie Thomas Lucky Jr. was arrested this morning after they say Lucky tried to steal merchandise from the store. An officer approached Lucky. Lucky fired a gun before fleeing the scene in a car with another man who knew nothing about Lucky's plan. The officer involved was treated for minor injuries. Montgomery police arrested a man in connection to a shooting earlier this year. 23-year-old Lee Brown has been charged with shooting another man in the 3400 block of McGee Road on July 28th. The victim had life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. U.S. Marshals took Brown into custody yesterday. And polls in Montgomery will be open until 7 p.m. for the city's runoff election. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off to be the city's next mayor, and there are also three city council seats up for grabs. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice weather pattern for the rest of the week with generally dry conditions, mostly clear skies tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66 for tomorrow and Thursday. Lots of sunshine, should be dry, upper 80s, but tolerable, and then 60s at night. Then on Friday night, there could be a few spotty showers into early Saturday as the next cool front, the second cool front of the week arrives, and this one will deliver the coolest air of the fall so far by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody's got a lot on their plate, lots to think about. We don't mean to add to...
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Excuse me, Sarah. My mouse went wild. Sarah will be back in just a moment. There's another issue going on out there that needs your attention. We just can't overlook it, ignore it. And that's the shortage of pilots for private jets. Listen.
A tragedy is striking our world. I'm talking about the lack of private jet pilots for the super rich. No more weekend jaunts to Maldives with mistresses in tow. Instead, it's a coach flight with four connections just to get to Montauk. Won't you please help the super rich? For about the price of 350 cups of coffee a day, you can hire a private jet pilot. We'll even send you a picture of your super rich person lighting cigars with $100 bills on the private jet. Please help. Don't let the nightmare of flying commercial ruin the champagne wishes and caviar dreams of the super rich. No one wants to feel like a commoner.
I mean, how are they supposed to get to their next climate change conference if they can't get somebody to fly their Learjet for them? I mean, what are these people supposed to do?
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
You can't say I didn't warn you. Anybody that would like to call us at 272-9228 and talk about what you witnessed at your polling place today. Turnout, if you have voted at the same location for a while, how does today compare to previous elections? We're just curious. It's hard to tell. I voted at Arrowhead. The parking lot was full. People were getting in and out pretty quickly. So it wasn't like there was a giant backlog for people to vote, but there was only one question on the ballot, so it didn't really take long. And the polls close in 2 hours and 33 shopping minutes. And tonight, one thing I'm going to be watching for is how fast we start seeing results, because that's where the first red flag came up in the primary. This is a local election. There weren't that many choices. You know, it wasn't like you had to vote for president and senator and congressman and all that stuff. And I remember looking at my TV at 8 o'clock at the local stations. Nobody had a crawl going on with any preliminary results. And I said, this stinks. I've been through other elections here, and we started to see results a lot sooner than this. And Mr. Wood should not have to go to court to make sure that the ballot count is done in the sunlight and not behind closed doors with people who are, well, basically loyal to, accountable to the office that's in charge of overseeing that. It's just not right. 272-9228 is the number to call. And we have
Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Greg. Just to let you know, I left our polling place over at Fraser Church at Atlanta Highway in South Burbank. And slim turnout, a little over 400, right at 450.
Wow.
That's a low number. I don't remember exactly how many boxes, how many are registered there, but that I can tell you that's a low number. But I'm hoping that we're going to see some numbers pick up. A lot of people still at work, and you know they're getting off sometime between 4 and 6. And I'm hoping that my wife being one of those, I'm hoping that those numbers are really going to pick up. But it's beyond me. It's really beyond me how we can have an election of this magnitude, of this importance, and nobody shows up. I don't get it, and I don't know.
I had
the same issues when I was running. If we could have got people off their behinds, we could have been in office years ago. Like I said, get the masses off their asses, and just keep hammering, Greg. You're doing a great job. Just keep hammering at the door.
I'm trying, my friend. Thank you, Bert. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Ben. Good afternoon.
Hello, Greg. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Good.
Wonderful. My question is, and I may have missed this on your, I've tried to listen all day as I'm working on the road, listening to every program on Blue Water, but what is the Secretary of State's position as far as this hour that you know of, maybe connected with other callers that I may have missed it, but as far as overwatching this this election, because that's why we elected Steve Merrill. So my question is that occurring?
I believe they did get a favorable ruling. Am I not right on that?
Yes.
Yeah. But he shouldn't have had to go to court at all.
Well, he shouldn't have.
The Secretary of State needs to be outspoken on this.
Well, and I may have heard something where he called into News and Views this morning or did yesterday, but I'm just a little concerned because I haven't heard anything today. As much as David Woods has called in and said, well, I've been out to places, I've seen things, you know, I've, and you were there, you heard it, but where is the overwatch that we've elected for in this state as far as elections are concerned? I mean, it's been proven over the past 20 years that there is a process and sometimes people follow it.
Preemptive action should have been taken given how the last one went.
Well, I agree totally. So it's within the right of Secretary of State, unless legal action has been called, that you can put anybody you want to in any polling place, right, in the state of Alabama, because you're over that.
Meantime, they're very focused on how many feet you are from the front door campaigning or lobbying. They seem all hell-bent for
I've heard that also. People wear T-shirts.
We want the counting process to occur in the sunlight. That's it. Simple as that.
Well, that's all the legal things that go on. And, that's where I'm going. I haven't heard anything, and I've kind of been in and out, but I just didn't know if you could correct me on it, where is our Secretary of State who's elected by us to oversee these kind of things today?
Maybe we'll learn more. I will look for more. Thank you for the call, and we'll go into the break after we talk to Richard Taylor.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Too bad. Do you know if immigrants can vote?
Sure, but only in California and Illinois, all your blue states. They welcome the immigrants. No identification necessary. Just go and vote.
Yeah, I lived in Switzerland for a while, and you're allowed to vote in local elections, but not federal elections.
Oh, even if you were a non-citizen?
Yeah. If you were, we were EU members, because I come from South Africa. I lived in the UK for a while. I'm also British. And you're part of the EU, and when you live in Switzerland, you become a resident, and you're allowed to vote in local elections.
I want to put you on pause for a second. Mike Boyle sent me a note saying Merrill called into Dan's show, giving an update. They have 12 people at the polling places, so there is a presence, and that's good. Thank you for the note on that, Mike. Appreciate it. Well, I'll tell you what, though, there are some countries over there that are really paying a heavy price for being members of the EU. And their immigration policies.
Yeah. The other
Sweden,
thing was
Sweden being one.
Yeah. There's another thing. Do you guys have something called exit polls here?
We do, but they've been rendered kind of meaningless since 2016.
Okay, because they made them illegal in the UK.
Good. They should be illegal here, if for no other reason, not to suppress freedom of speech. But we don't. I'll never forget. I mean, it was obvious Ronald Reagan was going to wipe the floor with Jimmy Carter in 1980, but Jimmy Carter, what do they call it when you accept defeat? Or he conceded to Ronald Reagan before the polls were closed in California. I mean, what an idiot. There may have been some California politicians who were depending on some Democratic votes back then, and once he announced, well, I'm going to lose... Well, why go and vote? That kind of stuff has to stop. And the exit polls are nothing more than attempts by the DNC-run media to sway public opinion.
Yeah, they've called races, prior to the polls closing.
Well, they try, and they tried like hell, and they've been wrong, too. Oops, we got to reverse that one. Put that in the Trump column. Thanks for the call.
Nice to speak to you.
Likewise, Richard. And maybe we'll see you, and we're hoping to see others, right after the show at the pizza place. We have questionnaires we'd like to give you to fill out. If you want to take it home and fill it out and mail it in, we have envelopes, a limited supply. Or you can sit there and have some great food, and we'll be around right after happy hour. 4:35 is the time. Jack Ingram has... I got to check to make sure it's there. Yeah, it is. If you've always dreamed of owning a BMW, first of all, I would never buy a car like that off an ad or take somebody's word because they can look fantastic. I know somebody that made this mistake, and it ended up costing them thousands of dollars in repairs they were not capable of seeing when they purchased the vehicle on a personal basis. At Jack Ingram, if it's on the lot, it's been vetted. And there's a 2004 there with only 86,000 miles. Think about that. 15-year-old car, 86,000 miles. That's barely 5,000+ miles a year on average. And it's in brilliant condition. So if you've always dreamed of having a Beamer, you can do it for less than $8,000 right now at Jack Ingram. Others in the category, there's some muscle there. 2006 Dodge Charger. Some nice sedans offering great safety features like the Nissan Sentra, an Altima, and an Acura. And a Rogue, a 2013 Nissan Rogue, awesome SUV. I am on my first because I am going to buy another one. I got Tip Tames doing some scouting. By the way, they do great locator service at Jack Ingram as well. If you're looking for a particular model or year, give them a chance to find it for you because they're well-connected. See Tip Tames and that team? 22 plus financing options. So if credit issues have kept you from buying, go see them. They can get you in a great set of wheels and get you done in the finance office as well. Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Plus, 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This weekend, if you're looking for fast and furious action, look no further than moms late for after school pickup. Speeding down streets, ignoring school zone signs, and returning the stern glare of the volunteer crossing guard. They're moms late for after school pickup. Starring the mom who can't stop looking at her cell phone, the mom oblivious to kids in the crosswalk, and the single mom who lets everybody know it. Also starring the mom who has to get Jimmy to soccer practice in 15 minutes. And another mom who has a million things to do. Out of their way because the rules don't apply to them. They're moms late for after school pickup. Starts today around 2:30.
Here's something else to get pissed off about today. I'm not a fan of the Ellen Show. I have no problem with her. I don't think she's very entertaining, but you always have a choice. Change the channel, whatever. Okay, you've got to respect the fact that she's had an incredibly successful career and is a very popular woman. So Ellen, I'm not sure where this took place, but she was at an event and she sat next to former President Bush. Twitter is giving her hell. The rage mob, the people that got nothing else to do but spank their monkeys and show their ass and be angry, 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 filled with hate, have given her holy hell for this. It's like, I watched that movie the other day, and if you have Stars on your cable system, DVR it or watch it, The Professor and the Madman. Mel Gibson, pretty conservative. Sean Penn, pretty liberal. And the two of them managed to make an awesome movie about the how the Oxford Dictionary was first started. By a guy who wasn't qualified academically and a doctor who was in an insane asylum for a murder that he did commit, but it was the wrong guy and blah, blah, blah. And there's so many little... It's a great story. And I liked it because I said, well, if these two, who are about as polar opposite politically, can get together and make a great work of art, maybe there's hope that we can still sit down and talk and be around... And there is no justification. I mean, George W. Bush, by the standard, the conservative standard, was really a very moderate guy at best. He didn't stick up for himself very well. He didn't fight back. This is why they can't handle Trump, because Trump punches back. You hit him, you're going to get hit back and harder. And I just love the fact that Trump is going to Minneapolis. 72,000 ticket requests. He's going to fill up the biggest indoor arena in Minneapolis, in a blue state, right in Ilhan Omar's face. who, by the way, should be going to jail. That woman has so much smoke around her marital history and everything else. And where's the investigation? It's... So anyway, there's no excuse for Ellen having to endure because she sat down next to a former president. Can you imagine? I'm not Ellen, I'm not that famous, and frankly not that popular. But suppose Obama came to town for something and it was a, you know, open event or whatever, and I was seated next to him. I wouldn't get up and leave.
No. You would be gracious and cordial.
Duh, yeah.
He was a sitting president.
There's no need to be ugly.
No. And the office deserves that respect.
Well, that's what we were told for 8 years, and we gave it. Nobody ever wished anything ill or horrible to happen to that man. Never. But with Trump, they've got assassination scenario, all kinds of stuff. It's sickening. Because they're crazy. They're demented. So, Ellen, I'm sorry that people gave you a hard time for that, because that was wrong. It should not have happened to you. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Speaking of, I'm worried about, you know, after 15 years, do we need to reinvent the wheel? This is a little bit different, though, from selling wholesale flooring, and Georgia Floors Direct has been doing that for 50 years and doing it right. They bring in popular styles of flooring straight from the manufacturers to that big warehouse on the Boulevard, which is staffed by Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers. So when you walk in, you let them know what you're interested in doing. They just absorbed a huge inventory of remnants and flooring from a place that was going out of business. So, God, now is the time to get over there, especially with the holidays not that far off, and redo a room or two and get, pennies on the dollar per yard, in terms of savings. Just incredible. Right now, while supplies last at Georgia Floors Direct, their own team of installers make sure you have a perfect outcome every time. Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are busy this afternoon. Eastern Boulevard got cars everywhere. Plus the Atlanta Highway outbound. Very busy this afternoon, but no accidents anywhere on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway. Federal Drive a little bit busy this afternoon. Watch out for the fair traffic as we get a little bit later in the day. 231 to Wetumpka clear. Highway 31 to Prattville clear. We're looking good out there right now. Don't forget, the polling places are open until 7 o'clock tonight all over Montgomery. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This morning on Three Men and a Lady, we played a bit that got the seal of approval from Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun!
She said it's the dad version of the Joker, and it's coming up.
From United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
It's almost Halloween. Goblins and their parents will soon be at your door. To make your house the best stop on the block, start at the Home Depot for a selection so good, it's scary. like animated skeletons, cackling witches, pirates, and more. You can see them now at a store near you. Or if you can't scare up the time, get free delivery on Halloween decor. This year, Halloween lives at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on online eligible products only. Restrictions apply while supplies last, U.S. only.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police arrested a man in connection to a shooting earlier this year. 23-year-old Lee Brown has been charged with shooting another man in the 3400 block of McGee Road on July 28th. The victim had life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. U.S. Marshals took Brown into custody yesterday. And polls in Montgomery will be open until 7 p.m. for the city's runoff election. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off to be the city's next mayor, and there are also 3 city council seats up for grabs. Montgomery police have charged a man in a shooting at Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard last week. 53-year-old Willie Thomas Lucky Jr. was arrested this morning after they say Lucky tried to steal merchandise from the store. An officer approached Lucky. Lucky fired a gun before fleeing the scene in a car with another man who knew nothing about Lucky's plan. The officer involved was treated for minor injuries. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice weather pattern for the rest of the week with generally dry conditions, mostly clear skies tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66 for tomorrow and Thursday. Lots of sunshine, should be dry, upper 80s, but tolerable, and then 60s at night. Then on Friday night, there could be a few spotty showers into early Saturday as the next cool front, the second cool front of the week arrives, and this one will deliver the coolest air of the fall so far by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brand new. Now playing. Watch an ordinary man's descent into evil.
I'm cold.
Hello, cold. I'm Dad. Nice to meet you.
Dad Joker.
Hey, Dad, did you get a haircut? No. I got them all cut.
But when his deeds turn evil, so do his stupid jokes.
I'm going to set that campground on fire. It will be intense. Look at all of my victims just dying to get into the cemetery.
Dad Joker.
Do you know why pirates can't come see my movie?
No, why is that?
Because it's rated R.
Oh, boy. I don't know what's so funny about some creepy guy telling dad jokes. I don't get it. I have just seen something. I'm not sure if this is electrifying or if this is rocket scientist material. I just found it out. I haven't had time to think it through. But I think we did electrifying this morning, so let's do rocket scientist this afternoon.
3, 2, 1.
This is unbelievable.
0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Just saw on Fox that they're going to make a movie about James Comey. which I think they should hold off on production to see if he's going to jail or not, since he broke the law. The IG report is coming out in less than 2 weeks. And if he's part of those phony FISA applications based on the fraudulent Clinton campaign finance Russian dossier, the Steele dossier as it's known, he may be in there with some of the people he put away. Worse, Jeff Daniels is going to play James Comey. First of all, Comey's got a pie face. He's got a perfectly round face, and Jeff Daniels does not. But Jeff Daniels is a flaming a-hole liberal. I mean, he's had nothing but ugly things to say about Trump, ugly things to say about Trump voters. So in that sense, it's a marriage made in heaven, because they're going to try and make Comey look like some freaking hero, which he is not. Nobody broke the solemn oath of office more than that guy did for political gain, spying on a president.
But you know, Hollywood has an agenda.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't watch that much primetime TV, but I've noticed with a couple of the new programs, there's one on, I think it's called All Rise. It's a black woman judge, and the first program was about...
I thought this was such a racist country, no black woman or man had a chance to be a judge. Of course, we know that's BS, but...
But it was about an illegal alien.
Oh, yeah.
Who had been discriminated against, and a story was told against him and about making it right. And then, of course, there's FBI as a program. I think it was on last season. Now, I happen to like that program. And the people in the field, I think, do an excellent job. But, you know, there's an agenda. Then you got Madam Secretary, who has now become the president. This is the last season for that program. So now she's become the president. And I'm like, they're trying to tell the story.
Yeah, they're trying to make their dreams come true. It took Law and Order less than 2 years after 9/11 to have their first Islam victim episode. Yes, they have an agenda. Mary.
Hey, Greg. I don't know what's really going on, but when I went to the polls, it took me about 30 seconds to vote. So there wasn't anybody in there.
What polling place did you go to?
I went to the one over there by the softball field.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I went there. I didn't look at the thing to see how many. But on a good note, I didn't mean to stop your rant. But on a good note, I tried Mr. Electric.
Hey, we love hearing that.
And he did a great job.
They're the best. They're master electricians. They show up on time, right?
Well, it was actually early.
Isn't that great?
He brought his own mat and his had his booties, yep. and he showed us some things that were wrong, that because of our house fire, we didn't want to be wrong with him.
Yes.
Like our fire alarms weren't talking to each other. And so he fixed that, and he fixed all the problems that we needed, that we thought we needed fixed. And his name was Ken. He was a great guy. And I loved him.
I so appreciate that, and thank you for taking the time to tell us, Mary. We're out of time for the hour, but I really appreciate you choosing Mr. Electric. Thank you.
Have a great day.
They are excellent. They really are. Last call for Sam Wallace. Sam Wallace, you have 5 more minutes to call us at 396-5477, if you haven't already, to make sure you're eligible for our name game contest and our grand prize of a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings. Your CBD store is on Mini Brown Parkway, right across from the Renfro Adams Drugs location there. Turn south at Mini Brown Drive, which is right by the Bojangles there. Make your first left, your first right, and you are there. Inside, Marissa and Laurie are experts on the SunMed product line, and they carry solutions for people and pets that really work, whether it's sleep, anxiety, whatever it is. Talk to them about what you would like to fix, because these products, not only are they legal, there's no high in this. This is just something that interacts with your system, and it's 100% legal in all states. And they adhere to the strict regulations that are set forth by the FDA. What I'm here to tell you, that I know people that have had great success with the drops, with the topical creams for pain. I've used those, and those do work. And for pets with anxiety, pain, pets that are struggling or seem to be whimpering or whining for no reason at all, try them. But speak to Marissa and Laurie, and they'll make sure that you're getting the right product for the situation that you come in to describe it. Your CBD store, again, Mini Brown Drive, south at Bojangles. First left, first right, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Spain, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks plunging after a series of headlines raised doubts that the U.S.-China trade talks set to begin on Thursday will be successful. With the Dow falling 314 points, the Nasdaq down 133, S&P 500 down 46. And shares of Levi Strauss are slightly higher in the extended session after the iconic denim company's third quarter earnings and revenue beat expectations. And the parent company of Toys R Us is turning to a competitor to restart its online business ahead of the holiday shopping season. True Kids Brands, which owns the Toys R Us brands, will be linking its Toys R Us website with Target.com, so you can purchase the toys from Target and have them delivered or pick them up at a Target store. Toys R Us closed its remaining stores back in June of 2018. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Really about to get busy everywhere. The good news.